Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, Power Hour Nation, wherever you may be, from sea to shining sea, from the shores to the shores beyond. We here at the Power Hour welcome you to your liberation. I'm your guest host from Canada, George Freund. Joining us in the second hour will be Steve Yubani, a great author, coast-to-coast guest, came highly recommended to me. We hit it off like no tomorrow, really. Our two-hour phone call should have been recorded for future use as shows. It was just so extensive. We're going to be looking into his Who Murdered series with one of my favorite topics, the murder of Franklin Delano Roosevelt, slowly poisoned by people in his midst. And he was a little off on the conclusion, but I'm very well read in the intelligence history and some of the other things about World War II, and I added that little bit of icing on the cake to really reveal what it was all about. And we will embrace our own abilities to think and reason in that part and this part too, because one thing Steve and I both agree on is you go to school to be programmed as a worker slave, and you're not taught to think. You're just taught to repeat whatever garbage they want to put in your mind and think that that's an education. No. The wholesome nourishment of the mind, of course, is from reading and understanding a broad variety of topics. So I'm not a master of one trade, just a jack of all trades, and that's probably why I can do this reasonably well, because I can fit in under many, many circumstances. You hear that sound? You hear that sound, son? That's freedom. I love to wake up to the sound of freedom in the morning. It sounds like victory. There's no greater victory than cavalry, and no greater cavalry than the Power Hour cavalry. We're forming posse, and we're going into the heart of biological warfare simulations and the complete capture of the planet Earth, the human race, and every nation state included within. In what I said from the very, very outset is the greatest application of the art of war ever attempted and pulled off in the history of humankind, at least as far as the recorded history that we have available at our fingertips. There is absolutely no mistake that we have been captured. For whatever reason, God made me a prophet of things to come. You know, words and ideas come into my head long before the crises happen. And last year I made a lot of comments about things that may have been laughed at, scoffed at, or sent into some sort of cyberspace hell. But that was what the Lord revealed to me, even though I didn't exactly understand how brutally they would be applied in short order. One of the first things I remember talking about was take your damn spy phone and don't use the clay birds when you're trapping or trap shooting. Throw that sucker up in the air and just blast it over and over and over again, because that is the ultimate agent of the New World Order, to track you and most likely, ultimately, to put you into this 5G control grid to eliminate you from existence. And why you hold on to these things, I have absolutely no idea. You know, in World War II, if you found that you had a traitor in your midst, you're working in the underground or with partisans or something like that, resisting whatever you're resisting, the informer was the worst sort of animal. Because when you get captured, what happened to you just rivals your worst nightmares. It really does. And when you hold these things close to your heart and depend on them for your every need, you're giving away so much information that you can't even begin to understand. It is being collected, sorted, analyzed. So when the time comes to take you out, you will be slaughtered so fast you won't know what hits you, if you're lucky. If you're captured, maybe they can do what the Nazis used to like to do, is burn your feet with blowtorches and watch your eyeballs explode. Love that cell phone. It's Satan's tool. Some of you may say you're believers. Why do you carry the implements that will destroy you? Love them, pet them, give them to your children. Let them be irradiated. For some strange reason, the forces of darkness have prevented me from opening the video section of my website, so I can't refer to it quickly like I would prefer, but there is a great speech on it when it comes to be open again at the University of Melbourne, where an American scientist reveals in about 55 minutes all the effects of the cellular radiation and the coming 5G, and how basically you're barbecuing your inner organs to a gelatinous, useless goo. Why don't they put that in the advertising? Sounds so wholesome. It really does. And they want to get stronger, too, down the road with 6G. So why would you want to do this? It just boggles my mind. It really does. I also mentioned last year, you know, there's a great crisis coming. And for probably most people, it went in one ear and out the other. And I said, it is time for constitutional sheriffs to form posse, as big a posse as you can get, to have them armed and trained and ready to go. Because the most monolithic struggle that you could ever imagine in the human existence is to come. And I'm sure none of them did it. And now it's here. The complete destruction of your economy. The complete enslavement of your body. And the most brutal desecration of your ability to think and reason. Hardly worth getting off your butt over, I'm sure. But it is upon us now. Usually I listen to Power Hour and Daniel, so I was listening to Power Hour indirectly by listening to Deborah Tavares speaking of this crisis. And I really like the facts that she says we are at war. And we are. I wrote about things related more to gun control in the past, just by looking at the way things are evolving, that we are being treated as enemy combatants. When you look at military science and tactics, you can see very, very clearly that that is our status. We are going to be forced into a position to surrender, and part of that process is inventorying us, raiding us, keeping us under control, and disarming us. And usually that happens before the slaughter. It's the art of war. Very simple, easy to understand. And time again, people walk into these traps with brass bands blaring on our need for safety. I hear that word so often, it almost makes me want to vomit. Because there is no security for individual rights and freedoms when they're sacrificed for safety. And that's a terrible, terrible shame. But that is what befalls us. As we started today, there, you know, unfortunately, you can't be on two at once, but one of my faithful sent me Event 202. Isn't that just so delicious? Event 201 we're into now, but 202, what could they possibly do to that? They're live streaming it on YouTube. And what is it? It's a propaganda opposition exercise, I guess, on how to fight us. So I've talked a lot, too, about Marshall McLuhan, the media scientist from Toronto, one of the most brilliant minds to ever come out of Canada. And if you haven't read my short analysis of his theories and ideas, World War III is a guerrilla information war with no distinction between civilian and military forces. I'm on the front line, so I know all the time that, you know, I'm in a war. It's not like shells are flying over my head. It's information bombs and truth grenades. They're going off all the time, left, right, and center. And in between, there is just a giant herd of sheeple that could care less about anything or anyone. Even my dog will look at me with big brown eyes and go, I understand. I'm there for you. But the people just walk off like nothing happened. Winston Churchill put that out in one of his quotes. When people are exposed to the truth, they listen, their eyes go buggy, and then they just walk away and ignore it like nothing ever happened. That is the world we live in. And these people can do this in the clear because they're so confident that they're going to win. Because at this point in time, we have lost this war. This has to be a come-from-behind victory. Those are usually the best ones. And many of these have happened in American military history and world military history, where evil has conquered whole continents, large, vast segments of the world, and we had to fight our way back from obliviousness to be the conquering heroes. We have to do this again. You are all guerrilla information warriors. Download Power Hour or any other great source of truth you find and share it with as many people as you can. Put it on little CD discs, hand them out, email links to people, put up little notices anywhere people can't associate anymore, like under the closed for COVID signs, and get ready for the greatest battle that has ever been, one that probably presages the return of Christ, because that's another thing I wrote, was that this is the end of the biblical age. Christians are brainwashed into thinking Christmas is important to celebrate the birth of Christ when there's nothing in the Bible to say we're supposed to do that. What is in the Bible is the return of Christ. It's very, very clearly spoken that we struggle not against flesh and blood. Think that out. What do we struggle against? Circuits and chips. The chips that will be put in your body to change your DNA, to make you vulnerable to many, many things, and to ultimately capture your mind and your soul. Can you imagine that? What will you be turned into at that point? I hate to even think, but that is my sovereign territory given to me by God and will be maintained as long as I'm breathing. And what they do with what's left after it's over really doesn't matter all that much. I heard Dr. Buttar speak, and I put his video on my website. I also have a backup website. You can link that. You find that on my website, too. It's my blogger page, where I put all kinds of extra news and some of the things, too, because I've run into these brick walls before where things just don't seem to work too good. I was on a radio interview in Toronto the other day, and the same thing, you do this on the internet and all things. But after about 55 minutes, when I started to get into some real juicy stuff, then all of a sudden my internet collapses and I can't use it anymore. And the other people I'm doing it with, the old comrades of that channel, they understand very, very well what that's all about, because we've lived through that many, many, many times before. But what I was getting into, and I try to repeat it over and over and over again, Deborah does a good job in the 3D world we live in. This is one dimension higher, maybe two. It's the war of the multiverse. The fallen angels, the hidden Nephilim behind the scenes that own and control our leaders. They're nothing more than puppets. Quislings, they used to call it in occupied Norway, or the Vichy in France when it was occupied by the Nazis. That they have to succumb and just do whatever the evil tells them to do. And this is what's happening. One of the big ones that's happening here, of course, is Justin Trudeau wants to ban by executive order, our version of an executive order called an order in council, 11 varieties of firearms tomorrow. And the beauty of that is they just make it illegal, and that's it. So automatically, tens of thousands of Canadians will be dangerous criminals because they owned a lawfully owned and most likely registered firearm. And I'm sure that will include many of the variations of the AR-15, because we had our mass shooting in Nova Scotia, which I'll get into a little bit maybe in the next segment. Well, we were had. I've looked at these things so many times, so many ways, that there's no doubt in my mind what I'm dealing with, but sometimes they leave behind just a giant floating piece of evidence that you cannot deny. And it doesn't become part of the narrative. So when I wrote my blog on that, which you can see on the blog page, does Justin Trudeau have a death squad? You know, I talk about this, that this is the evidence, and then they will release a narrative. When the Toronto Star brought that out, they actually called it the narrative. Well, a narrative is a made-up story with little basis in facts. You pick what you want to have the massaged conclusions that you wish to draw. And two of the big things that came out, that's why you don't rush right away to come up with answers on some of these things. You have to wait for some of the evidence to surface that doesn't fit the dialogue box. One of the big ones was that the shooter, Gabriel Wortmann, had a death list. So one person escaped that death list, and the RCMP came to his door and said, did you know you were like number 7 or 8, whatever, on this guy's death list? The guy goes, no, I had no idea. I can't understand why. We only talked about cars, these alleged mock police cars. Oh, so that tells me right away that's important, because he had direct inside knowledge of these cars. One family that was wiped out, mother, father, daughter. Father and daughter worked on the old cars, too. They were the Tuck family, and they knew intimately about these cars. And they had to be eliminated, because there's something about these cars that, if it became apparent, would throw the narrative down the drain. So I say in jest, but I may be very accurate, what if near the end, one of them had a working police radio in it, or maybe a gun rack for those nice little C8 carbines, which are like the AR-15 inside? Changes the whole dialogue there. How did he get that? Someone have to give it to him. And then there's the wooden stake in the heart in this that isn't being talked about to the extent of the fact that they've made their narrative. He's a crazy nut. He blew it. He went wild and killed all these people and burned many houses to the ground. So I look at that as saying, you know, to get into a fight like that, especially at the end with two fully trained police officers, and that you come out on top and you're not even wounded, is quite a trick. That's like, you know, you put me out as quarterback in an NFL team, and I throw 23 passes, and there's 22 touchdowns. It isn't going to happen. But somehow, an idiot, any idiot, can turn into Rambo overnight and almost have 100% kill ratio. And the wheels don't click in most people's minds to say, how did that happen? So that piece of wooden stake was, well, he's heading south going to Halifax in the town of Wentworth. There's a fire hall. And this fire hall, two RCMP show up there. So I was reasonably good at math in school. And I know one isn't two, and two isn't one. Two. They come from two different directions. One of them actually goes into the fire hall to see who's inside. And the fire hall was being used to shelter people, and it was a command center for the police. So there's an RCMP contingent inside. Nobody recognized this guy. Big red flag. And then he goes outside. And then the two of them, most likely using the C8 carbines, which are full auto, open fire on the fire hall and blast the living crap out of it. Probably empty two magazines, one each, and walk away, like nothing ever happened. They damaged the fire truck, so that's why I'm thinking it was a more high-powered weapon than their handguns, because it damaged the engine. So to go through the garage door and then through the metal on the fire truck and damage the engine block to some degree, that's got to be a reasonably good route. And when you look at the bullet holes in the garage door, they're up and down perpendicular. So when you're firing full auto, usually your first few shots are on target, and then because of the recoil, your barrel lifts and goes skyward. So that's why I believe that to be the case. Halifax Regional Police are supposed to be investigating this, but not too loudly. And the media just stopped reporting it because it doesn't fit the narrative. So if that was our killer, he has a handler. But I don't believe that was him because he was traveling south. He was probably 60 miles south of there when this happened to get to the gas station to get killed fast enough. At first we hear there's two police cars. Now they're saying there are four. I look into the background of some of his victims. And what happens with mass casualty events is you want a mass casualty event to muddy the waters so that nobody really knows who did what to who or why. You're just one of them. And in the past, I looked into the Beltway Sniper, and I found Linda Franklin from the FBI, who invented and deployed the InfraGuard communication system between the intelligence agencies and other law enforcement, was shot. So I look at her as the primary target. They had to get rid of her because it's post-9/11. She could understand the dirty talk that might have been going on between agencies before then, and maybe she already uncovered it. So you kill her in a mass thing, and your duck in the noose takes out the target. Happens all the time. Giles Hart was the involved target in Britain 7-7. Terror bombing. Nobody looks into these backgrounds. I looked into every victim's background. Would you believe Giles Hart on the bus just happened to be funneling money from the CIA through the Vatican to go to the Solidarity Trade Union in the Cold War days? Most likely a significant amount of money that would even make Hillary Clinton drool for it. Of all the people who could be on the bus or in this terror event, I'd say he was the primary target because dead men tell no tales. If you just killed him alone, people might get suspicious. So just like Roberto Calvi was executed and hung under the Black Friars Bridge for knowing what happened to Vatican accounts, this guy was blown up. And nobody noticed the explosive trucks parked beside the bus. I don't know why. See this little white van, says Kingstar on it. Oh, I wonder what that is. Look it up on the internet. Kingstar Demolition. Specialists in robotic demolition. I think that would scare me if it was parked beside the bus I was on. And I hope you enlighten yourselves. Let's talk about
eyes. The eye is the window to your vision, perhaps your soul.
The eye complex formula that you've created, how is this different than the other 20 or 30 that are out there?
Many of the 20 or 30 have copper in them. Copper doubles your risk of Alzheimer's, of cognitive decline.
Somebody thinking about taking this eye complex, it's relatively inexpensive. Future cataract problems, macular degeneration problems.
Definitely will reduce the risk, and in 20% of people. So, I mean, that's enough to be valuable. Plus, you need vitamins anyway because you don't know what's in your food.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.
We've had other people on talk about the research on selenium dealing with cancer, that it actually lowers the risk of death by cancer almost 50%. There was a big lawsuit in, I think, America about that, which I would say actually won, that they were able to put that on the bottle. Selenium has far-reaching properties I never even knew about.
Selenium does, yeah. It sure does. Usually you're going to find selenium at around 200 micrograms. per serving. It is kind of controversial sometimes. I think you is easily you can go up to 600 micrograms daily. What I would do would be to do 200 micrograms in the morning, 200 micrograms in the afternoon, and then another 200 micrograms maybe later in the afternoon.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at theparamol.com. That's theparamol.com.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Hi, this is Jay at the Paramall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Kirkman by calling 877-817-9829 or order at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
Welcome back, Power Hour Nation. I'm your guest host from Canada, George Freund. Joining us in the next hour will be Steve Rubini of the Murdered series of great leaders, entertainers, and people who write very easily readable and deep books on the topic. Richard Serrett from Conspiracy Radio Show in Toronto recommended us get together, and we were like instant soulmates once we started talking. And so we should have a lot of fun with Who Murdered FDR. As I was getting into with the Nova Scotia shootings, looking into backgrounds, I'm just amazed because there's a great book written by one of these psychiatrists who does self-help books, and hers versions are the dance of this, that, other. But one of them's called The Dance of Deception. And in The Dance of Deception, which should be a training manual in most police academies, not telling is the same as lying. So when they don't tell us stuff, they're lying to us. And it's just a little jump skip to go through completely lying to us, which they do with their narratives, which become the official history of whatever happens. So when I look at these, the most minor details, but as I was going through the list, the good Lord just shined a light on one to say, this is one, look at this one. There was nothing there in most Canadian media, just said that this couple, Elizabeth Joanne Thomas and John Zale, who came from the United States and retired in Nova Scotia. They used to live in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And you just go like, well, what did they do with their lives? Took me a while. I had to go to an American newspaper in New Mexico, and that gave me some keywords to find things in the Winnipeg Free Press. She was an executive with Blue Cross Blue Shield in New Mexico. And because you're American, you probably understand your health system way better than mine. They deal with a hell of a cash flow. And then right away, it just comes right into my mind. There's got to be connections with the Clinton Foundation. Not that there's a direct connection to this victim, but a former CEO from North Carolina joined the Clinton Foundation. And it would be surprising to me if they don't have their hooks into things or attempt to get their hooks into things. So you're not just your average retiree, you're an executive. Her husband was an executive with FedEx. I'm like, okay, that's good. And then I see the keywords that just slap me in the face. She was looking into human trafficking.
That was hidden from all the other news accounts. And that is the Rosetta Stone of what's going on. Because we put our little thinking caps on. I mean, did anybody have a teacher? Like, I must have had some great teachers, because that was one. I had a few that had that one. Put your thinking caps on. Get the gears rolling inside. Let the dust come out. They were big on that stuff. That's a long time ago. Now it's take them off and throw them away. We got a guy who's going around in a full RCMP uniform in a complete exact replica, or maybe even the real Magilla from time to time, of a police car. What do you possibly think he could be doing in that police car? Massaging his ego? Picking up stray girls? Ooh, human trafficking? Yes, yes, yes. So we have a big scandal here in Canada. I had a guest on last year, Norman Traversy, the fireman who was suing Trudeau, talking about the infamous pig farm where they were murdered, slaughtered, and fed to pigs. That still left DNA behind that they could catch the guy. And he told us lots of things about, you know, how fearless leader here in Canada may very well have attended the pig farm, maybe on the guest list, and maybe that's why he paid $1.5 million in a non-disclosure agreement with someone who lived about these days, events. His school was only 13 kilometers away. It was the hottest night spot, Piggy's Palace, in the lower mainland in BC, if not Canada and or the world. The police went there. Mayors went there. The politicians went there. It was a happening place. And you need food, don't you? So one of my top researchers found me a tweet. And this one said, in his garage, he operated a restaurant akin to Montana's Steakhouse in there for his friends. He implied in the tweet that this was a drug thing, but as I look at most of the victims, they're salt-of-the-earth Christians who all go to church, and a lot of them all went to the same church. And maybe they all had the same passion for human trafficking. Because we see when he burned these houses to the ground, including his own, and the garage, they're not making any mistakes like they did at the pig farm. There is not going to be any DNA evidence to find. There's not going to be any latent prints that may turn up somewhere. There's not going to be any other physical evidence that may show what happened. And he burned his police car, too, because he doesn't want any of that to be found in the wreck. And I'd have to say that's the primary event, the primary reason, is there was a vicious operation there. And I also interviewed Stephen Kinzer, the author, and he was talking about Sidney Gottlieb, the CIA's poisoner-in-chief, and in his book he revealed that there were CIA operations in New York City and San Francisco where they did deep, dark, horrible things, including murder, torture, and any kind of debauchery that you could imagine. And they weren't able to destroy all the files because inadvertently his wife gave some of his personal files to the college he went to. I believe it was in California. And he wrote a letter to Sidney Gottlieb to thank him. And he just started it with, fun, fun, fun. Where could a red-blooded American boy get to rape, torture, kill, and murder people? And you don't think this isn't happening in other places? This very well may have been a CIA palace run under conjunction with Canadian government, the elites, who are notorious for putting barbecue sauce on people. And that's the whole reason this went down. And you see that primarily with the fact that there's people dressed as RCMP shooting up their command center. You know, that tells you only one thing, that they have more power than the police, and they're not afraid of any retribution. And they're scaring them into submission, because previously, at another time, 2014, there was a young woman researching the missing women, a university student, and she was traveling around the East Coast for her thesis to get information, and she died tragically in a car accident outside of Moncton, New Brunswick. And then thereafter, three mounted policemen who may very well have investigated the accident or have direct knowledge of it because they worked out of Moncton, met Rambo, and Rambo killed all three of them. And I just thought it was, what a strange coincidence. In the intelligence agency games, there are no coincidences. You're looking into the missing women, you're dead. the people who investigate your death are dead. That's a lot of coincidence. Far too much for me. So I think that is the rationale process behind this stuff. And we gotta catch up. Because one of my old sayings is, the world moves at the speed of the predator, not the prey. And guess what, kids? You're not the predator. You're the prey. So you gotta catch up. And you better catch up fast, because they're moving on the whole planet. And you know, as Deborah Tavares says, you know, you'll be squabbling for food to the point of cannibalism. It's that bad. So it's not something you can just sit down and vacillate and let your eyes roll over. This is the time. You are called to action to protect your country, your Constitution, your Bill of Rights, your children, and everything. To be that information warrior that's going to spread truth around this planet to the best of your ability. Or what's waiting for you is something you won't even want to think about. So we get into the news a little bit. Ireland to consider easing restrictions every 2 to 4 weeks. That's like the strategy of tension. They have you in a trap, or like a deep sea fisherman. You got your fish and you play with it a little bit. Let it in, let it out. Let it in, let it out. And there's some guy in the Rockefeller group or with Bill Gates, maybe it's Bill Gates himself, just enjoying this, watching you flap your fins all over the place as you're caught on his hook, waiting to land you in his boat so he can shoot you with that big needle and chip you. They love it. Taiwan emerging from pandemic with a stronger hand against China. Well, that is good news, because China has some pretty, pretty serious issues that we may be at war with them, but in a very, very subdued manner, with low-grade biological weapons, propaganda, and fear. But we are all facing the brink there with combat air patrols. We had one over Toronto. It was probably more for the Americans to cover the East Coast. I don't know what happened or came out of it, but there was an alert Monday that fighter jets are going to be over the city. Didn't see or hear them, so I get the feeling maybe they were flying over the lake south to cover your guys' butt. China says it's expelled U.S. Navy vessel from the South Sea, the USS Barry. Well, that's what they say. I'd like to see what the captain of the Barry has to say. Maybe it's not that much. The United States Navy has a long, long-standing tradition from the time of inception, sails, coal, and other forms of fuel that we don't run. They're like the Marines. Dr. Fauci backed Wuhan lab doing crazy coronavirus research. And that name is coming up as a major orchestrator of all these events. Funded by the United States government, funded by the Canadian government, they were working on this to put us in this trap for a long time. And he is one of the major players working on this. And as Deborah said, the CDC is a corporation. Actually, pretty much everything is a corporation. All governments, they're all registered somewhere, somehow, and you just live under the illusion that there's some kind of something else, but they're not. When you look deep enough, pull the veil off corporation after corporation, like the IRS is a corporation, and they own you. FBI official questioned whether goal of Flynn interview was to get him to lie. Dirty cop Comey caught after FBI documents reveal he was set up. Well, I knew that from day one, and I just feel that's just their way of thinking. Anytime they call you in for some kind of interview, is they're setting you up to try to make you forget something or stumble over something and then allege that you lied when you didn't. It's just you're not a dictation machine with full and complete ability to reiterate what you said. Do you remember what you said yesterday, 100% verbatim? Nobody does. Former AG Jeff Sessions, vote by mail is a huge threat to democracy. They'll pass this over my dead body. And that's part of the reason for this. So I said that right at the very beginning, too, about this as being a coup, a world war, a civil war, all rolled into one, is they want to get to some way to fix the election, to get the sex offender to be president. And I guess you know who he is. It was, Scott Bennett wrote me before the show, so, you know, he was an inspiration in writing about these things, exposing things. He's taken his beatings like the bravest American soldier that was ever held in custody by the North Koreans, the Nazis, the Japanese. Maybe they didn't starve him so much, but he just took it. And he did it for duty, honor, and country. That means you as well. And so I told him, I love you like a brother, and everything you tell me just makes me love you more like a brother. He exposed that law firm that was twisted and actually working for the Clintons. And that happens a lot in these federal cases. They give you some lawyers and they're really in bed with the opposition and they just kind of set you up. So Covington and Burling were the law firm that he says was in bed with the Iran-Contra scandal, the Deep Throat, and that various news reporters from Washington Post and another journalist, Tom Hamburger, we're all working in on this. This is the way the world works. And we just have to really get in touch with the fact that we're going to a card game that's rigged. The dealer's crooked. Somebody's looking over your shoulder, giving your cards away. That's just the way it is. And there is a way out. Turn the channel. Turn off this crapola. It's that important because your lives depend on it. New York nursing home let coronavirus-infected staff treat residents. Well, is that a surprise? So the Daily Mail published something, you know, someone sent me in a video. It's a horror movie. Nurse working on coronavirus front line in New York claims the city is murdering COVID-19 patients by putting them on ventilators and causing trauma to the lungs. And she's very clear about all this. Some of the medical terms aren't exactly in my vocabulary every day, but this is what we see. We see Dr. Scott Jensen, a senator in Minnesota, also coming up on these things on how they rig the game for money. These are very important things that aren't in the narrative. In BBC yesterday, they said, how come so many U.S. nurses are out of work if we've got this big scandal? And there's oodles of them not working, and doctors, because this so-called scandal isn't anywhere as big as they say. And one that really upset me, the head of a Russian hospital says, in her talking to the Politburo in Russia, that there is no coronavirus. She's on a phone call with, you know, these government stooges. And somehow she falls 50 feet out of a window from the fifth floor, but survives. But what disturbs me is not only that she's a physician, she's a mother of two children. And one of the Politburo members just comes out, well, maybe it's because it's spring. It's maybe the Russian heart attack thing don't work anymore. But Dr. Yelena Napomniskaya, 47, from the Krasnoyarsk Regional Hospital for War Veterans, paid one hell of a price to tell the truth, and is another martyr for the good guys. Man wearing U.S. Navy uniform stands on a beach in the Atlantic Ocean saying, land of the free. Well, the police stare him down. He was on Emerald Island, North Carolina, last Thursday. And you just got to say, you got to admire people like that. You're the one, like the guy who stood in front of the tanks in Beijing when they were moving. To just say, not no, but hell no. I put my body, my soul, my honor on the line. They're also saying UV light therapy is being studied as a treatment at Cedars-Sinai Hospital. That's very important because it's non-invasive, it's not going to hurt you, and you can buy all kinds of UV lights to put in your house and barbecue little germies on a good day because there's lots of other ones other than this one that can hurt you. Georgia governor suspends road test requirement for driver's licenses. Well, a lot of times you just got somebody else to do it for you. Beef prices soar as meatpacking plants shutter. So part of this is to take us away from food. It's like the Hunger Games, that they're going to deprive us of food, water, and as Deborah says, electricity. So we have to get prepared like we've never been prepared ever before, because we may be facing some type of complete and total economic Armageddon we could never even begin to contemplate in our wildest nightmares outside of nuclear war. U.S. states grapple with reopening, again, playing the fish, little bit in, little bit out, little bit in. Trump calls newly released UFO footage a hell of a video. That's something else I've talked to you about, too, when I talk about this war of the multiverse. There is something behind the scenes that's running everything, whether it's the biblical Nephilim. I don't believe in aliens because I don't believe in space. I believe we're in a biosphere, God's biosphere, our Eden, and it wants to completely destroy all life inside of it, everything that's carbon-based life. This life is a silicon-based life form, and I got into that last year when I was hopefully going to interview Stanton Friedman, but he passed away, and I had to just read The Day After Roswell. There's a few pages in there that just got to make your eyeballs light up. That they're building the vast computer brain to run everything, including us. And that's what Rick Wiles from True News found out in Barcelona at their phone conference last year. You're going to get chipped, you're going to have an IP number, and there's going to be complete satellite recognition. And Dr. Buttar said it in his interview talking about these things, that that's the reason for the social distancing, so that it's easier to pick you up from a distance and maybe even blow you apart when they blow out your chip. So there's no collateral damage of people around you. They have you in a trap, and hopefully we can get out. This thing can also go into dogs and cats, because if the 5G is correct, then they're living things too. Because that's part of it, is to barbecue all living things. Huge financial incentive for doctors and hospitals to diagnose the illness. Follow-up interview with Jean Rapoport. Dr. Jensen talks about this. And it's very important to listen to what these people have to say, because they're honorable, decent people who are fortunately not 50 feet above the ground to be thrown out the window. Study: e-cigarettes as bad for arteries as regular cigarettes. But there are good things. Apple cider vinegar and baking soda are two natural things that we use to clear our drains. They also clear other pipes inside your body well. And another one is called DMSO, dimethyl sulfoxide. A cardiac surgeon wrote about this. And, you know, it's supposed to be amazing stuff, the ultimate crud breaker, taken in the doses he recommends in his book. Also good for killing viruses. It breaks off the little nubby things on the end, like the corona one. That's not too bad either. And I believe it's grape seed, or grape leaf extract or seed extract. I might look that up for the other side too. They tested that on all kinds of viruses and just gave up after about 3,000 because it just knocked crap out of them. And Power Hour does a lot of stuff too to protect your body. And it's very, very important that you have the right weapons in your body to fight the poisons and carcinogens that they're attacking you with. Silver solution, 30 parts per million, 16 ounces. Tranquil, 90 tablets, natural sleep aid. OptiVita vitamin D, 2,000 IU, 60 non-GMO plant cellulose capsules. Silver mist humidifier additive. Astaxanthin with DHA, 90 caps. Essential Digestive Plus, vitamin E, Hyzorb Q10, Prostrex, 2 fluid ounces from Global Healing Center. Now back in stock, Purely C from NAHS, vitamin C from Grown by Nature, zinc from Grown by Nature. 10% off all NAHS Cass Ingram joining Tuesday. Strauss Heart Drops, the 3.4 and 7.6 fluid ounce, 10% off with or without cinnamon. Smooth Oregano, Cold Storm, 50 milliliters. Strauss Cardio Support, Strauss Kidney Support, Iron Earth Soil Remineralizer, half a pound or 4 pounds. And that's from Wayne Elliott. REM and New Tranquil Formula, 10% off. Willard Water Dark for gardening. Willard Water Clear. Willard Water Topical Aloe Gel, Iron Earth. It looks like we should have a little bar here, you know. And I'll take my Willard Water straight up with a smooth oregano chaser. And maybe follow that up with my tonic Super Silver. And guess what? you're winning the war on the inside of your body. I said last time up, the Second Amendment doesn't give you two things. It doesn't give you wisdom, and it doesn't give you courage. The power of our nation can give you wisdom, and you're going to have to look in the mirror and talk to God about the courage. But that's the way out of the trap. That's the way out of the box. You change the channel. You turn off all the crap that they're peddling to you. It's like I always look at mainstream media and a lot of this corporate media is you go to a well, and it's, you find out it's poison because there's dead animals all around it. And you pull up a big bucket of water and you drink it. Like, what are you doing? Are you mad? When you know the well's poison, you don't take the water. You come to another well. And maybe our well's got Willard water in it. And you live longer. You get wisdom. You get stronger. You get better. You heal. You're faster. And then when you feel all those changes, you might find you're getting a little courage. Because one of the big stories for children, it always was The Wizard of Oz. Think about that. There's a man behind the curtain. Dorothy, the Scarecrow, the Lion, the Tin Man, and they found all those things, and they pulled the curtain back, and it was all over. Emerald City is yours again. I'm George Freund. We'll see you on the other side of the break. Glad you're aboard.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.